Hi, I'm Nia, and this is a podcast on the Renaissance Age. Known as the Renaissance, the period immediately following the Middle Ages in Europe saw a great revival of interest in the classical learning and values of ancient Greece and Rome. Against the backdrop of political stability and growing prosperity, the development of new technologies, including the printing press, a new system of astronomy, and the discovery and exploration of new continents, was accompanied by a flowering of philosophy, literature, and especially art. The style of painting, sculpture, and decorative arts identified with the Renaissance emerged in Italy in the late 14th century. It reached its zenith in the late 15th and early 16th centuries in the work of Italian masters such as Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Raphael. In addition to its expression of classical Greco-Roman traditions, Renaissance art sought to capture the experience of the individual and the beauty and mystery of the natural world. The origins of Renaissance art can be traced to Italy in the late 13th and early 14th centuries. During this so-called proto-Renaissance period from 1280 to 1400, Italian scholars and artists saw themselves as reawakening to the ideals and achievements of classical Roman culture. Writers such as Petrarch and Giovanni Boccaccio looked back to ancient Greece and Rome and sought to revive the languages, values, and intellectual traditions of those cultures after the long period of stagnation that had followed the fall of the Roman Empire in the 6th century. In the later 14th century, the proto-Renaissance was stifled by plague and war, and its influences did not emerge again until the first years of the next century. In 1401, the sculptor Lorenzo Ghiberti won a major competition to design a new set of bronze doors for baptistry of the Cathedral of Florence, beating out contemporaries such as the architect Filippo Brunelleschi and the young Donatello, who would later emerge as the master of early Renaissance sculpture. Though the Catholic Church remained a major patron of the arts during the Renaissance, from popes and other prelates to convents, monasteries, and other religious organizations, works of art were increasingly commissioned by civil government, courts, and wealthy individuals. Much of the art produced during the early Renaissance was commissioned by the wealthy merchant families of Florence, most notably the Medici. From 1434 until 1492, when Lorenzo de' Medici, known as the Magnificent for his strong leadership as well as his support of the arts, died, the powerful family presided over a golden age for the city of Florence. Pushed from power by a Republican coalition in 1494, the Medici family spent years in exile, but returned in 1512 to preside over another flowering of Florentine art, including the array of sculptures that now decorates the city's Piazza del Signoria. By the end of the 15th century, Rome had displaced Florence as the principal center of the Renaissance art, reaching a high point under the powerful and ambitious Pope Leo X, a son of Lorenzo de' Medici. Three great masters, Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Raphael, dominated the period known as the High Renaissance, which lasted roughly from the early 1490s until the sack of Rome by the troops of the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V of Spain in 1527. Leonardo was the ultimate Renaissance man for the breadth of intellect, interest, and talent, and his expression of humanist and classical values. Leonardo's best-known works, including the Mona Lisa, the Virgin of Rocks, and the fresco, The Last Supper, showcase his unparalleled ability to portray light and shadow, as well as the physical relationship between figures, humans, animals, and objects alike, and the landscape around them. Many works of the Renaissance art depicted religious images, including subjects such as the Virgin Mary or Madonna, and were encountered by contemporary audiences of the period in the context of religious rituals. Today, they are viewed as great works of art, but at the time they were seen and used mostly as devotional objects. many Renaissance works were painted as altarpieces for incorporation into rituals associated with the Catholic Mass and donated by patrons who sponsored the Mass itself. Renaissance artists came from all strata of society. They usually studied as apprentices before becoming and being admitted to a professional guild and working under the tutelage of an older master. Far from being starving bohemians, these artists worked on commission and were hired by patrons of the arts because they were steady and reliable. Italy's rising middle class sought to imitate the aristocracy and elevate their own status by purchasing art for their homes. In addition to sacred images, many of these works portrayed domestic themes such as marriage, birth, and the everyday life of the family. Over the course of the 15th and 16th centuries, the spirit of the Renaissance spread through Italy and into France, Northern Europe, and Spain. In Venice, artists such as Giorgione and Titian further developed a method of painting in oil directly on canvas. This technique of oil painting allowed the artist to rework an image as fresco painting did not, and it would dominate Western art to the present day. Oil painting during the Renaissance can be traced back even further, however, to the Flemish painter Jan van Eyck, who painted a masterful altarpiece in the cathedral at Ghent. Van Eyck was one of the most important artists of the Northern Renaissance. Later masters included the German painters Albrecht Dürer and Hans Holbein the Younger. By the later 1500s, the Mannerist style, which is with its emphasis on artificially and had developed into opposition to the idealist naturalism of High Renaissance art, and the Mannerism spread from Florence and Rome to become the dominant style in Europe. Renaissance art continued to be celebrated, however. The 16th century Florentine artist and art historian Gregorio Vasari, author of famous works, Lives of the Most Eminent Painters, Sculptors, and Architects, would write of the High Renaissance as the culmination of all Italian art, a process that began with Giotto in the late 13th century. Thanks, guys, for listening.